China thinks it's all about friends. China thinks it's all about friends.
Hi, this is China.
Welcome to Proud Monkeys.
Ricky.
Shut the fuck up.
Ricky. Ricky.
Shut the fuck up.
Episode 44.
Try calling him again.
I'm not calling him because he said it's not a good time.
Is that a good time?
No. We could call my sister up for a few.
Yeah, okay, that's cool because I could ask her a bunch of shit.
Should we? No, we probably shouldn't because Gina needs to go. Mm-hmm. Her ass is getting a little tight right now. He's getting a little antsy.
Is his pussy on fire?
Oh, it is because my chair is all wet.
Dripping.
Why is it green?
You might want to clean the carpet when I leave.
Why is it green?
Well, it's been a while.
It's antifreeze. It's so hot. That's right.
I had to stick some antifreeze up to keep myself from overheating.
Damn.
You toxic ass bitch. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, it's sweeter for the kitties to lick, right?
Lick.
Oh. Oh, my Cuban food that I just ate a while ago is just running around in my stomach right now.
Oh, my car.
Did it taste good?
Oh.
Did it come up good?
It's getting there with that image.
Really?
Sweet.
Douche with antifreeze or something.
If you like totally puke, take a picture of it and send it to us.
Send it to us in a bag.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, speaking of that jerk, did he ever do it?
Oh, the guy that puked? No, one person has sent us something in the mail. Remember the guy that said he makes us puke? We make him threw up.
Oh, threw up? we never saw any evidence of it.
Right,
so
apparently he must be listening still.
All motherfucking talk.
I know, right? We've asked for foreskins to be mailed to us. We've asked for puke to be mailed to us. What else do we ask for? Can we ask, for vagina lips or something? Doctor?
We just ask for every fucking thing, and nobody else sent us shit
except for Gay's Okay, and he sent us a DVD of our first 25 shows, and he sent Gina a CD.
Yeah, compilation CD.
But only problem was with the DVD is that the episodes weren't in order.
That was his first bitch. He picked them, it's like... They're not in order.
Okay, so we now know someone that does not know how to organize their iTunes properly.
I think it's probably how we spell the episodes and stuff, actually.
But you know how it always goes 1 through 9, then it goes 10, 11, and then it goes 2, 19. 20. Yeah.
It's like you use letters and numbers and junk.
And that's hard.
Like Taylor. Oh my god, it's totally fucking hard.
Like, one, two, China, your turn.
Seven.
69.
42.
I know what 69 means.
It means that you have six and a nine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, in bed.
Oh, that's like totally cool. Is that like butt to butt?
It's like 100.
Sweet. So is that like 69 with like, 31 midgets? 100?
Albert, which is James's husband, wants a midget. He wants to have sex with a midget.
Sweet. Cause
or a little person.
That's a good thing about midgets, though. They're well hung, no matter how big they are.
Oh, we totally want Wee Man.
From
hell yeah.
Oh my god, China's face just went, woohoo!
Hell yeah, he's hot.
Have you seen the ass on that thing? I mean...
You guys are fucking disgusting.
He is fucking hot. I'm going to have to go home and jack off now.
But you have somebody to do that for you now.
I'm hoping so.
You don't know if it's going to happen or not?
No, we don't know.
Is he cute?
Yeah, I think so.
How old is he?
I don't know. He's like in his, I think, 40s.
Oh. Mm-hmm. What? Can you say his name?
Starts with an R. How about that? And you know somebody else has the same name. Used to work with him. They've been on the show.
Ryan?
Yeah.
Oh. That was
something. But it wasn't him, though.
Oh,
it's not him.
You wish.
That really didn't take long to figure out.
I know. We haven't had too many people on, you know.
Yes, we have. We are a top 10 podcast.
In our own mind?
We're still top 10.
Yeah. In our own fucking mind.
In our iPods.
That's right.
I'm top 10 in the iPod because I vote for it.
That's right. The most listened to in my own iPod.
Oh, we need some more listeners. James, what are we going to do? We're going to go to Bear Bust and we're going
to
advertise Foul Monkeys, right?
You should get a shirt.
Absolutely.
It's foulmonkeys.com.
Absolutely.
You should make people listen to us.
I am all for shameless promotion.
Ooh, 16 people downloaded our last show.
Wow.
That's sad.
Yes, but are they all anarchists?
I don't know, because they don't tell us anything.
They don't tell us shit.
Alright, you motherfuckers are out there listening to this shit right now. You better start responding. Seriously. We need to know all about your shit. We need to find out if you're nuts, psychotic, taken out a church or two, had sex with Ricky. Please let me know about that one.
Someone knocked at my door?
I think it's your pussy. Yeah, your pussy's hungry. kitty.
This bitch is vicious.
Mm-hmm. She almost fell off the counter. She's not very graceful, is she?
Okay, so I think we probably need to end the show now.
Yeah, because we're at 35
minutes. We're at 35
plus
minutes.
Plus when you add the front and the back. Oh, shit.
The front, the back, the side, the left, the right.
That's right.
The up,
in
the
between.
Mm-hmm. Rui Cub's calling.
Tell him too fucking late now, bitch.
Hey.
What? Hey.
We're actually getting ready to stop recording now.
Bye.
Oh, all right. See you later, guys.
No. Before he goes, what were you doing? What were you doing?
My roommate had like three other people in the room, and I couldn't get them out in time.
Put your roommate on the phone.
He's holding us.
He left.
He's ashamed of us, China.
I know.
No, it's not that I'm ashamed of you. Is that I couldn't hear you properly, and their voices would have been picked up by my microphone. I don't have sophisticated equipment like you guys.
You don't have a microphone and a headphones?
No, I'm using video cam microphone and
that's
headphones.
What's wrong. You need to get a regular.
I want to talk.
What?
I want to talk to his roommate.
He left.
Fuck.
Talk to Shayla.
Nah, she's gone too.
She's always gone.
Mm-hmm. so you're all alone?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Are you naked?
Welcome to the Rui and the James show.
Right.
I'm actually in my boxers right now.
Me too.
Hey.
I'm not wearing anything.
Really? Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. Are you guys, Ricky and Gina, are you guys both in the same room?
No.
So then, how is it that you're talking and Ricky symbol is illuminating when you talk?
Because you're just hearing me talk. I'm not really here. Yes, we're in the same room, dear.
All right.
We had to do a special video podcast to before the show.
Yeah, for some winners. I wonder who that could be.
I wonder. Is James one of them?
No.
No. I've got enough fucking projects as it is.
Wah. Next story.
Yeah. Click dial tone.
So, before we leave, Rui Cub, do you have anything to respond about that?
What the fuck was that?
That was my scene.
I that was your cock ring, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. That was my fucking nickel.
No typing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, wait, I'm bringing up the website so I can express the comment that was addressed to me over the
That's not what I was going to ask you.
Mm. Oh, I'm
listen,
sorry. I thought you were...
Listen.
Actually, okay. It was. I just want to make you feel stupid.
Thanks.
So, what do you want to say about the infamous drama that we have going on our website?
All right. In case nobody's ever checked the website, apparently, according to the California...
Where did they go?
What?
Where did they go to see this comment?
they would go to foulmonkeys.com and look under the episode, I Feel More Comfortable in a Back Seat.
Yeah, okay, and which episode?
40. Episode 40.
Damn, China.
Well, he said he feels more comfortable in the back seat. I was trying to figure out which episode he was talking about.
That's episode 40.
That was great. I was there. It was awesome. Poor Ricky, they didn't know what to fucking think. Poor little Asian girls are like, you know, table away from us.
They're like, Mommy, what are you talking about?
Because they're just like totally gone. They're lost.
Okay, welcome back to the James and Rui Cup show. So, Rui Cup, go ahead. Tell us what all you right. think.
So apparently, according to this person, my voice sounds like I'm crying and whining all the time.
Actually, can we get you to talk like Fran Dresser while you're doing it?
No, I don't know how to...
And something about comment about sticking a dildo in his heart or something.
Right, and apparently...
Oh my gosh.
Apparently, having me on the show is like stabbing him in the heart with a fucking dildo. And he doesn't like that penetration, apparently. Well, apparently his ears must be like pussies, because if they're that sensitive, then that's just really sad.
Who was that guy that wrote this?
I don't know, some fucktard who apparently listens to the show. From California.
Oh, that's all you had to fucking say to me.
He's not from that area, though.
Oh, he's not from that specific area?
No.
Okay.
Alright, well, apparently, my only response to it is, fuck you, you know. Can't do shit about it. You can't do shit about your pussy-ass ears, and fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
Now exactly. It kind of, you know what? After like reassessing the fucking situation, I was like, good. I'm so glad it's like a fucking dildo in your fucking heart. Whatever. It's still fucking stupid.
So what we need to do is have Californian call our hotline
and reply.
Because we need some drama up on this show.
That would be 206-984-FOWL. Like as in stinky fowl, not F-O-W-L, it's F-O-U-L.
Like the bird.
Yes. Not like the bird, like the disgusting, gross...
Whatever. But apparently, listen, apparently according to this...
Oh, sorry.
Apparently according to this... Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot I was on your show.
It's still my show for a minute. Okay? According to this...
Click, bow tone.
All right. According to the Californian, all right... Apparently, next time I'm on the show, he is no longer going to listen. So I'm not sure if he's going to call back to express his opinion that I just really don't give a fuck or probably won't address at all.
Well, what we'll do is we'll just not put you in the show notes so it'll be a surprise.
Totally fucking do it.
So we need to get him to make a report. He says, surprise!
Surprise, bitch.
This is all of us start talking in these fucked up voices and just blow everyone's iPod out.
Rui Cup does that for us.
Yeah. Oh. Thanks.
We love you.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, is that attitude?
I guess so. God, he's next time, show for two or three.
You know
times
what? And I was considering. I was like, you know what? Tickets down to Florida is only $100-something. I can get on a bus ride down there.
A bus?
Yeah.
It'll take you 9 days to get here.
It'll take me 2 days to be exact.
Take a plane. They're cheap. Southwest.com. Oh, you know wait. We're not people advertising. Like we're not advertising up. Any planes because they're not paying us. So. Take the taxi or something. I don't know.
Take the taxi?
It's. Oh! Ooh. Uh-oh.
It's his trick.
Hold on.
Excuse me.
Is he gonna hang up on us?
Oh. No.
Who's that?
Who is this?
Hold on. A couple of my brothers are outside my door being dicks.
Oh. Really?
Yes. Big ones?
Are
big
they
ones?
Cute?
Big ones. Well, one of them is.
They got big balls.
Are they really retro?
What?
Are they really hetero?
Yeah, well, one of them is. The other one is Asian.
Oh.
Ask him to
the one that's Asian.
I love you, Mike. for Otto E.
Is he your roommate?
No. My roommate's somebody completely different. He left to go to a frat party.
Tell him you're talking to the Hooters podcast.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we want to suck his cock and shit.
Yeah, rub our titties all over him.
Ricky already does that.
Oh.
In the parking lot.
In the back seat.
That is... Okay, you know what? I am about tired of this.
Please visit foulmonkeys.com.
Send Ricky Bros.
Go to iTunes.
Leave us a fucking message.
Email us and junk.
Yeah, and all that stupid shit.
Hey, are we closing?
I know. What?
I don't know.
Are we closing?
I have to because I have to go get a beer to put my tears in.
I know. Jesus Christ, and I gotta go get laid.
Yeah, Gina's on her way to go get laid.
Happy birthday, Gina. You're 40, right? Oh, shit. Oh. Hold on.
Thanks for having it in, bitch.
Whoa.
Thank you, bitch.
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You're 40, right?
I confused the episode show for... Alright, I'm a fucking dick now.
Yeah, we know that. You don't have to tell us.
We love you, though.
I'm so sorry about that. Wow, that was kind of too bad.
Huh? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What?
What are you talking about?
I said Dinah was 40, right?
Yeah.
And?
Yeah. You're not 40, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
The birthday's already passed.
Oh, I know, but... alright. No, I just thought I called you the wrong age. I thought I knew you older than what you were.
No.
Is that...
Hey, look.
Is that an insult?
I know how catty bitches get when they fucking get the wrong age. You start fucking having their period all over the floor. Alright.
I got a tampon in, bitch.
Oh, okay, well...
With a pussy that big, it's more like a chamois.
I know, right? Two of them rolled up.
Got quilted bounty up in there.
Extra I strength. Love the bounty man.
Get that quilted...
He even helps me put it in. I just bend over and he shoves
it. That's what the roll's for in the center. It's like 6 feet or so.
He's using like Tempur-Pedic mattresses and shit to absorb that coochie poos.
And it's actually one of those ones that you can pump up with air.
Oh my god. Inflatable mattress.
Oh, so it's according to his comfort zone.
That's right. And so whether I'm having a heavy day or a light day.
Or in case of Gina's case, it's like a monsoon day or something.
Ooh.
Yeah, knock out fucking New Orleans again.
That was so rude.
Well, at least I'd have a bloody good time, damn it.
Don't forget the beads.
What are you talking about? They're coming out of Gina's ass.
Do you guys know what I realized from last recording? That my voice trails off at certain parts. It creates like elongated vowel or something, a sound.
No, that's when it goes like this, when it goes, yeah.
Why do you think we were making fun of it?
That's just the episode kicking in.
I thought it was saying something funny, and I was laughing along with it, and I realized that you guys were like something really different. I was like, damn, not that funny.
Oh, you're Jesus so retarded. Christ. Oh my god. Okay.
I call this a special episode.
Yeah, this is the short bus episode.
This is a good episode.
I like corn.
Ding, price
ding. You want french fries with that?
It's not bad.
Have you heard the last show, Lewis?
Oh, he hasn't.
I hadn't even downloaded it yet.
Yes, I have.
What's it called?
It's called,
hold on. Oh!
No, don't be picking that bitch up on the internet either.
It's called Pimp Daddy Digits.
Okay.
You guys talk about your favorite Arizona teas.
Oh, he's reading it right off the page.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
A boot.
He's reading that bitch off the
screen. I got a nice new boot for your ass.
Can I borrow that top?
You like cheddar.
Cheesy.
I'll just go get a fucking
white
clear.
Cheddar.
Stick your hand up his ass and you find a pinky ring.
I'm a pudding.
Okay, so we need to. Is this going to be a one recording or should we go?
We should probably try to break it into two.
So should we do an hour?
Fuck no, I gotta go get laid, bitch.
We can't have a 20-minute show.
We're at 50 seconds. We have plenty. That's 10 in front and back.
Well, how about you go get laid and we'll finish talking for an hour?
No, I think. I think we should get Janice Frick over. Exactly. Exactly.
And
we can call you.
I don't need a phone while even getting laid. I'm just meeting
we can
her.
Call you and you can put your phone on speakerphone and then lay it down.
All right, yeah. Sure.
We'll probably be like judging you. You know.
I mean, you found this guy in Manhunt, so we
like,
can't be that bright.
I'd be like, China, flip your goddamn hair.
We'll all take scorecards. We're like, man, that was a man.
What are you talking about?
Flip your goddamn hair.
How would Farrah do it?
I know, Jesus Christ.
He is Farrah.
That's right. I mean, Shara.
He's Shara.
Yeah.
Hey, La.
No. Shara.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Who the fuck is that?
That's a cross between Farrah and Cher.
Duh.
Jesus Christ. Sweat for Jesus, bitch.
Yeah, I have a question. I have the question of the hour.
All right. That is.
What is your favorite Geico commercial with the celebrities?
Charo. Ricky can't answer that because he doesn't watch TV.
I haven't seen any of those.
I like Charo, yeah.
I like Charo.
Yes. What does she say?
Yeah! No.
She goes, quitchy, quitchy, quitchy. Like that.
Coochie.
Dude, how old is Charo? She's like, what?
She's
she must be in her late 70s.
This bitch is timeless.
She's like Cher.
I know, right? Jesus, all that fucking plastic surgery.
Charo's funny though. She still can't speak a word of English.
I know.
Yeah, she does.
Charo is Lewis's mom.
Thanks, asshat.
Ass clown.
And you're like fucking Hoover in like a damn parking lot.
Oh.
God, that he won the show a couple of times and he thinks he knows
everything.
Jesus Christ. Shit.
Whatever.
I was there. I can say yes, so.
James was not there. Not that
what?
One.
Oh, you didn't think I walked over to the car and looked in the fucking window?
You did not see that.
He was probably filming that shit. You don't even
what?
know. No, that's the shitty part. I didn't have my camera that fucking day.
Come on.
No,
oh,
I know.
Please, Lewis. Like, you want to see a fat boy do that.
I know, right?
You're, like, into skinny bitches.
Okay,
whatever.
Holy shit. You were giving him a blowjob, weren't you?
Rui Cub was giving me a blowjob?
No. The person you were in the car with, you were giving him a blowjob. He was sitting up on the car, and you were squat down in the back fucking seat. Am I right or am I wrong?
Wrong.
Yes.
The front seat.
Liar.
We weren't in the back seats.
Honey, he drives
outside.
Honey, he drives an RX-8. How the hell can you even bend over to fucking touch your toes in that car, let alone give someone a blowjob?
I did it. I'm stretchable.
And flexible.
Is that a word?
I don't know.
He's smart. He uses words with the letter Q in it instead.
Gay's okay just text messaged me and said he has the song that I sang, We Love Our Listeners, stuck in his head.
Oh my god, I fucking love Gaze Okay for backing me up in that one second. Gaze, I love you if you're listening.
Yes.
You're
the shit. He's the shit.
He's like the shit and junk.
Yeah, the junk and shit.
Without the shit.
He's the junk in my trunk.
Ooh, that's a lot of trunk.
He can pack my booty anytime.
He can pack my booty anytime.
Walk up the Hershey Highway, baby.
Who I don't know about all that. Ooh.
What?
I said who has that?
let's
I don't know. It must have been a ghost or something.
Let me get the list out.
the person that you're about to go meet.
True.
But he's about to go up the Hershey Highway. He's about to get directions at me.
I hope so.
Okay, so we really need to end the show, so could Gina's starting to shake like she's coming off her crack addiction.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta get to my chair.
and she's itching. She's, like, scratching herself.
Oh, God. Her sex senses are tingling.
Yes, my ass is twitching.
And her pussy's a pounding.
That's right. It's just my beaver's just a screaming right now.
That's
you don't wax. Do you come up with like clever designs to like, you know, for your vagina? You know, do you
of course.
Shave it?
Yes.
Or do you like put a little thunderbolt there?
Yes, I actually have a nice little mural on it right now. The Last Supper.
When he's horny, his pussy flaps flap like a fucking pterodactyl.
That's Dumbo, according to Gay's Okay. Oh, that was me. He was talking about me.
Your pussy just scares people.
My pussy brings all the boys to the yard, and they don't leave.
Mm. You gotta pray.
Okay, so we gotta end the show. We're at an hour. We're gonna break this shit up into 2 hours. Or, I mean, 2 half hours. Math is like hard and tough.
Yeah. Like, too big.
2 plus 2 is like 12. Yeah.
Numbers suck. Is that how they teach math in the South?
What's yeah. my ass?
Yeah, what we still
is.
Use those little balls on the rack.
Wait, an abacus?
An abacus?
Yeah, an abacus.
An ass kiss?
Yeah, an ass kiss. Lick, lick.
We say one pecker, two pecker, homosexual.
Yes. One and one make homosexual.
Homo, one.
We count our babies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys want to hear something really funny?
You can count my babies on your face.
Yesterday I tried to give... Listen, guys. Yesterday I tried to give blood, you know, as a good will for my school.
Uh-huh.
And the blood service that was there... basically, they handed me a paper to, like, you have to meet these requirements. Apparently, I wasn't able to give blood because I could not have had sex with another man after 1977.
Oh, yeah. What? That's been in effect for a long time.
No, so, but they didn't even ask him. They just assumed and gave it
so
to
as
him.
Long, as wow. long as long as I've either had sex with a man within a year or had sex with a man at all after 1977... I can't give blood.
Or if you've ever been to Haiti or Africa.
Right. Yeah, and all that shit. I was kind of like, I looked at this paper, and I kind of threw it, and I was just like, I'm not going to give blood.
That's why you lie.
I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous.
That's why you lie.
It's ridiculous, though.
Ricky,
yeah.
There is no blood bank in Fort Lauderdale.
I'm sure there isn't.
None.
Everybody's a fag there.
Fort Fag.
I swear to God, that shit, that is ridiculous, though.
It is sad, but I mean... It's sad, but when I go donate blood, I just lie.
I used
but
to.
But still, you shouldn't have to.
I know, right?
You shouldn't really have shouldn't to, have but are you... Happens. This is an argument that I have with my friend Mikey, because he was like, you know, you shouldn't have to lie. But I said, are you going to hold your pride to let someone else die if they need your blood, or would you give your blood
exactly.
and just hold your tongue?
Right.
You know, that's a big question you have to ask. To me, I would rather give someone my blood and feel shameful, I guess,
right.
than have them die for no real like real reason.
Because people are stupid.
We can't help it that other people are stupid.
Right? Yeah, fucking bitches.
You have a point, but these medical services shouldn't outcast somebody because of the you know.
Well, there's a lot
of
things
preference.
That shouldn't happen
right.
that it does.
And it
you know?
Does, so you know.
You know, they do that shit, and then they're always running around saying, oh, you know, our blood banks are low, we can never find people to donate blood
exactly.
and stuff.
Oh, well.
Exactly.
Well, your stupid fault.
Like, at my job, they're, like, big United Way people, but I don't do the United Way because they're not very gay-friendly, you know, as often. They don't give to, like, AIDS foundations.
Really?
I mean, they give to Cancer Foundation, and that's cool,
right.
but yet, how much is the president of the United Way getting paid?
I know, right?
You know?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think maybe we should have this discussion. Like, I want to elaborate on this discussion because I want to talk about it a whole lot more.
Hell yeah.
So what I would rather do is go ahead and end the show now, and we'll continue it on the next one because I think it is something that we can talk about.
That's definitely something I'd like to partake in.
Okay.
So how about we go ahead and end the show? We're at an hour, and GarageBand will only let you edit it. I mean, an hour and 6 minutes.
Yeah, so... Yeah. All
right.
So thank you guys for being on the show, and we will continue this discussion in the next podcast.
Alright.
Which will be Sunday.
Alright, no problem.
So be available.
Be available Sunday afternoon, evening.
Alright.
Okay. So everybody, bye.
Alright, bye. Bye. See you guys.
Bye. Love you.
Love you guys too.
Bye.
Take care.
Well, we have a surprise ending for you guys, and this is called Rui Cub Wants to Be a Podcast Star, like Ricky and Gina. Enjoy. Young nigga, Def Jam, next level, let's go.
Hey everyone, this is the Very Much Rui Cub Show, and we're here to basically provide you with entertainment with the entertainment industry, such as movies and video games, technologies, and what an everyday person would enjoy. So here goes the simplicity, and hopefully a lot of this technology will work when we try to actually get the show on the road. Alright, and so we're going to attempt our first attempt at getting one of our callers in here. We're going to go call podcast star Ricky Burton and have him on our show. Here we go.
Hey.
Hello, Ricky.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hi, this is Rui Cub from the Rui Cub Show.
Yeah.
And we were wanting to interview a big podcast star like you on my show.
What are you doing?
So I was wondering, how long have you been doing Foul Monkeys, the nationwide podcast voted to be the number one podcast in America?
Oh, since about April.
Have you had many adoring fans on the show?
Oh, many adoring fans.
Now, our inquiring minds want to know how much work is it to be put into such a podcast as big and as extravagant as Foul Monkeys?
Oh, a lot. It takes a lot of time and money.
A lot of time and money. So you would say, you would say an amateur podcast person such as myself would probably not be able to be successful without putting in some time and money into the effort of a podcast, correct?
Oh, yeah, maybe asking for my expertise.
Right. So how has, being a podcast star changed your life?
It hasn't. I'm just the same person I used to be.
Right. Do you get often stopped on the street, and people,
Yeah, it happens a lot, but, I just talk to the people like they're people.
Right. Hold on, let me look at this newspaper article over here. I've read a newspaper the other day that you were in a bar fight with a rival Bear Podcast.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, and apparently it says here, and I quote, "Ricky bitch slapped me in the face." What are your reactions? Maynard?
Oh, Maynard.
Right. What would be your reaction to such a claim as such?
All I have to say is that it was a love tap.
It was a love tap.
Yeah. It was showing love from one podcaster to another.
Is that how you communicate? You podcast diva stars?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Podcast stars.
Well, I apologize. We like to thank you for having you on our show. We will definitely send this to you as soon as it comes out, hot under presses. And on behalf of the Rui Cub Show, we'd like to say thanks for being on our show.
You're welcome. And just to let you know, this will be a $500 interview.
Okay, no, not a problem. The check is in the mail.
It better be good or I'll sue you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, now that bitch is out the phone, and we're just gonna party out here, because, man, has anybody ever heard such a fucking arrogant prick like he? Like, I don't know. Seriously. So we are going to bring this episode to an end here. I'd just like to thank a lot of people. First and foremost, Ricky Burton for being on our show. And I hope him and Foul Monkeys become a great hit. Hopefully, maybe next time we'll get James, American Bad Bear, on our show as well. And just to let you all know that this is an audition tape. This is not actually a real podcast. This is an audition tape for Richard Burton to be on his Foul Monkey show as the third person, alright? Anyhow, I hope you enjoyed my little sample here of what I am to provide you for your show. And peace!